We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Hey, Ola, it's Miles. Thank you guys for listening to the Men's Room Daily Podcast.
Have you heard our newest podcast? It's called The Greatest Story Never Told.
Download it today on radio.com. Be sure to subscribe. New episodes are uploaded every Tuesday at noon.
The Men's Room returns with Miles and Thrill, 99.9 KISW.
Who's next? Last, coming up after emails on our question, what is your medical condition, and can you explain it in terms that we would understand? And here come those emails from the Men's Room at KISW.com.
You've got mail. You've got mail.
Guys, subject, speaking of transplants, Ola Bacholas, years ago driving limousines in the Bay Area, I once had to go to Stanford University to pick up a heart in an ice chest and bring it to the San Francisco airport so that it could be sent to Southern California. That was weird. That from Oakland Dave.
In a limo.
Guys, hey, if you're going to travel, might as well travel in class.
Sure.
You know what I mean? My condition is spina bifida. Basically, it's the incomplete development of the spinal cord in pregnancy. I'm paralyzed from the waist down. That from the neighborhood amputee Tyson. Hola, guys. John Steele, listening online from Missouri. I deal with multiple sclerosis, type 2 diabetes, and am blind in my right eye. All sorts of fun things. I'm in a wheelchair. My blood sugar is checked 3 times a day. I always look ahead as best I can with a cataract in my left eye and move my wheels 1 inch at a time. Again, John Steele is my real name. Perfect for porn, but I chose radio. Thank you, bitches. Appreciate it. Guys, I have a condition called, oh boy, spondylolisthesis. Spondy. It's a birth defect where my tailbone didn't finish developing, so it fish mouths with my L5 vertebrae, causing the nerve bundle to herniate and cause debilitating spasms. Started bothering me at 19 and was diagnosed at age 41. Had a spinal fusion in 2012 to correct it. Now I just have chronic pain and fewer spasms. Go Ravens! That from Brock in Puyallup.
Brack.
Guys, I'm allergic to the sun. People always think I'm joking when I tell them that because I'm so fair-skinned, but if I even get the slightest sunburn, I break out in hives all over my body and will continue to break out in hives with any sun exposure for months after. I'm also allergic to most sunscreens and fragrance oils.
Jeez.
And I suffer from severe eczema, resulting in blisters on my hands. I love the sun, but I have to be extremely careful. Rock on, guys. That from Becca.
Of course you love the sun.
As we move on to the birthday shout-outs, hello, gentlemen. Since I'm sure my coworker's not going to do this for me on my big 24, can I get a your penis is too small? And the dirty Germans talking about working on big, dirty, white semis. Thanks, guys. That from Whisker. Or maybe wide semis.
No, you call them big, dirty, white semis. I call him Ted.
Yeah, see?
My dirty white semi.
So it don't matter, it's the color of the semi, but the white ones I like, because you can get some dirty.
Yeah.
And take your fingers and write stuff on them.
Yeah, but the smiley face.
Yeah, I like it when somebody really funny goes, wash me.
Yeah, my penis says that now.
Guys, I want to say happy birthday to my fiance, Tyler Marion, with a happy Chinooka. And the dirty Germans talking about Comic-Con. Thank you, that from, I believe, Gaia.
Happy Chinooka.
Yeah, I enjoy this Comic-Con because I like that all the ladies like to wear the slave layer outfit.
Yeah, so you know, the Comic-Con is full of the nerds, but a lot of the nerds dress really hot.
Yeah, they certainly do.
Yeah, it's a lot of spandex and knee-high boots.
Yeah, after I did my Jedi mind trick, you will take your pants off.
Yeah, it reminds me of my 20s in Dusseldorf.
Guys, today's my birthday. I want to give myself a shout-out. Adam here in Marysville. Can I get a big old bong rip? And Coach Ted hyping me up about turning 42.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. I'm throwing a zero on the end of my cake and making it 420. Sounds better.
I think 42 is all right, man. Now, first of all, Coach loves this idea. 42 or 420, 420, player. You know, Coach has it on good authority that when you get to your 40s, even around 40, a small group of your friends might buy a cake and there's a candle that is a joint. I've heard.
That really happened.
Oh, yeah.
Good joint.
I was a little engulfed in the OE to remember that time. Honestly, I didn't realize what it was. And finally, somebody, like we were outside, like, you got to come back in. And, like, the candle literally is a joint. And I was like, no way. Let me put this one out. Let's spark this one up.
All right. All the men's room love the show. Please wish my lovely wife, Shannon, a happy birthday. She begins her next trip around the sun. I can't tell you how old she is, but she finally gets to enter the official old people club, where the members get to whine about all their aches and pains, but no one hears their complaints, as we're all hard of hearing. Please have the dirty Germans discuss the pitfalls of reaching this age and their warnings of activities that should be avoided. Thanks, guys. That from Chris.
Yeah, it's just quite simple. At your age, the activity you should avoid is the activity you want to do most, which is spend time with the dirty Germans.
Yeah, I don't know of any activities you should look out for. I would invest, invest in some knee pads.
Yeah. We'll keep it easy for you.
Yeah.
Skinless bangers, guys. I'm turning 44 years old today. Can Ted read this scene from Training Day in his Mickey Mouse voice? Thanks, you guys are the best. That from Ben the Electrician.
Up in this piece. You'll never see the lighter. Who the hell do you think you're messing with? I'm the police. I run stuff around here. You just live here. Yeah, that's right. You better walk away. Go on and walk away, because I'm going to burn this place down. King Kong ain't got nothing on me.
Thank you for the edits, by the way.
Yes.
He already put them in there. When I first saw this email, I was like, I feel like there was some colorful language in there.
Guys, this is for myself, Sherry. I'm wishing myself a happy birthday, 60 years around the sun. Can I have the fish sandwich barbershop quartet style? Thanks, guys. Big thank you. Appreciate it.
Can I get a fish sandwich? Oh, you know I gotta eat right. Oh, brother, can I have a fish sandwich? You put the cheese and the tartar on the side.
Okay, one more. God, Ted, this is happening again. Hold the bitches, if you feel up to it, I want to see if Mickey the Mouse would be willing to wish my tirelessly hard-working mother, Shannon, a happy 60th birthday. I think the only thing that she could want for this momentous occasion would be for the mouse to recite the Liam Neeson threat from the movie Taken. Cheers, and thank you for the cheap-ass therapy sessions you provide us with every day of the week. That from Connor.
I don't know who you are.
Hang on.
I don't know who you are. I don't know what you want. If you're looking for ransom, I can tell you I don't have any money. But what I do have is a very particular set of skills. Skills that I've acquired over a long career. Skills that'll make a nightmare for people like you. If you let my daughter go now, that'll be the end of it. I won't look for you. I will not pursue you. But if you don't, I will look for you. I will find you. And I will kill you.
Hi, guys. Here you go. Happy, happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy, happy birthday to you, to you, to you.
Yaws of Dirty Germans, brought to you by Men's Room Original Sausage. Available through Uli's World Famous Sausage, mensroomlive.com, and other fine retailers. Schweinefly.
Now, the Men's Room wants to know, who sucks less?
Yay! Time for Who Sucks Less. Steve McQuill, who you bring us three stories from the news each and every week. They all suck, but it's up to us to determine out of these three stories which one sucks the least. Now, if you like the Men's Room on Facebook or you follow KISW on Twitter, the debate is already underway on who sucks less.
Yeah, in each one of these cases, it's just a person acting irrationally, I guess is the best way to put it. Let's start here. We're officers. They were originally responding to a criminal mischief call at a home. Well, investigators said that Justin Lorison, he turned up at that home asking the woman who lives there for help after he was kicked out by his grandmother. Now, the woman tried to offer the 29-year-old $100 just to stay at a nearby hotel. But he refused twice, saying, quote, "Don't play. I will light your effing house on fire." which is always the proper response when someone offers you help. Now, the woman went back inside and looked out the window to see that he had left. Well, she told officers she watched as Lawrenson then backed his gold Cadillac into her car, shoving it about a foot, then drove off. And when police were speaking with the woman, officers were patrolling the area looking for his car, and they spotted the Cadillac, but it took off speeding. Until officers lost sight of it, they didn't bother to pursue it, but witnesses told police the car appeared to lose control and ended up in a retention pond. Police arrived at the pond, and they found Lawrenson standing on the vehicle as it sank. Officers said the man chucked a bag into the water, then refused to swim back to the shore. Eventually, he did make it back to land. He was arrested. The report said he smelled of alcohol and that he failed a sobriety test. Anyway, he faces charges of hit and run, driving under the influence, and reckless driving. Now we move on to Massachusetts, where a man is facing criminal charges after he pepper sprayed a taxi driver during a ride because he didn't want to pay the fare. See, clearly he does not understand how taxis work. Thomas Meal, 40 years old, he was arrested on charges including assault and battery with a dangerous weapon and evading taxi fare. The officer spoke with the taxi driver, who stated that Meal had sprayed him in the face with pepper spray in an attempt to get out of paying. He was later tracked down and taken into custody without incident.
Okay.
And finally, we go to Connecticut, where a woman there, she was arrested four times in 24 hours. 32-year-old Heather Poplaski. She was first arrested on April 10th for threatening to cut herself with a large kitchen knife, but then blame it on her boyfriend. They charged her with disorderly conduct and second-degree reckless endangerment. She's released on bond, transported to a hospital for evaluation, but at the hospital, she gets a summons by the police for an incident involving hospital staff. Not sure where that incident was. On April 11th, the next day, she's released from the hospital and returned to her home, despite being told not to per the conditions of her release. Police said they arrested her again at that point and charged her with three counts of violation, blah, 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 all kinds of things. She was held on $25,000 bond, pending arraignment. But while in custody, she then flooded her holding cell by putting a roll of toilet paper and trash into the toilet. And for that incident, they charged her with third-degree criminal mischief and added another $5,000 to her bond.
Hmm.
So like I said, these are not the worst people in the world, but they're all very idiotic.
All right. I'm going to, oh boy. The guy who pepper sprayed the taxi driver, that sucks.
Yeah, well, sure.
Yeah, I mean, because now you're not going to be able to do anything and work for the rest of the day. You've been pepper sprayed, your eyes are burning, and you didn't do anything other than do your job.
Right.
Okay? The woman who had to deal with a guy in the yard there in Florida who asked for, she offered him $100.
Just to stay at a hotel, right?
Well, she might have pushed, he might have pushed her car a little bit. I don't know if that affected the car or hurt the car. Probably not.
Pushed it a foot.
Either way, the guy got off, sped off, and put his own car in a retaining pond, which has got to be scary as hell in Florida because you know damn well the whole thing's filled with gators. So, snakes. But he also got arrested and got what he deserved. The woman in Connecticut, I think, I'm going to say, she sucks the least, even though she put a false claim against her boyfriend. Clearly, they knew that there was something not mentally right with her.
Yeah.
And I believe that based on that, I'm going to give her a pass because this is obviously a mentally unstable individual that needs to get some help. But even though she was violent to the hospital staff, apparently was somewhat destructive to the cell that she was staying in.
Everything.
Clearly, she's not all there. So I don't think it's, I think you got to give her the pass on this.
But we don't know that.
And that is true.
You don't.
I'm going to assume, though.
I know a girl that got arrested once and spent one night in central booking.
All right.
And she went insane to the point the next day, like the girl in the cell next to her was like, this bitch is crazy. Yeah.
Did she seem normal before she got there?
She's still normal. I mean, she's got a family and everything. But I'm just telling you, you put people in jail, they get crazy.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Hmm. Damn.
So you're not going to give her the pass then, Ted?
No, she's not getting a pass.
Okay. All right. Yeah. All right. So who do you think sucks the least?
Only because I'm giving this guy a pass, maybe because he's down on his luck and doesn't have a ton of money. And as somebody who's been pepper sprayed, it sucks, but it does wear off.
You're saying he sucks the least?
Yep.
Wow.
In my mind, he sucks the most. You got in a cab. You know you're supposed to pay.
Hey, look, I know, but we don't know where he was headed.
Look,
where
man,
he had to get to.
Here's my thought, all right? So you made the attempt and it failed, but the dine and dash, right?
Correct.
And the only thing about the dine and dash, like, we know we're supposed to pay. We're obviously being up to no good. But what you don't do
is pepper spray the waitstaff, then run it.
Or try to run over like you could just,
but right, but I mean, that guy dove out of the way of my car. I mean, I could have been one of these stories.
I mean, you don't have to pepper spray the guy.
Right.
Just run, you know what I mean? Like,
but see, the probably woman, maybe just got a small abrasion on his hand from the pavement. From diving out of the way of the car.
Yeah, which later got infected and had to be amputated. But don't you struggle with that.
24-hour diner, I'm sure he didn't have anything else to cook.
Right.
Okay. Yeah, pepper spray guy. It's my guy.
Wow. Debate continues on Who Sucks Less. If you like the Men's Room on Facebook or follow us on KISW at Twitter. You are listening to the Men's Room.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
99.9 KISW.
Yay!
You're in the Men's Room.
Coming up in minutes, we're going to drink, we're going to toast for the shot of the day. And we do have your headlines on the way 1 hour from now. First, quick check out with Mike Hawk and some of the stories and headlines he is not working on.
All right, a man in Tennessee was taken to the hospital after he accidentally shot himself while trying on pants at Walmart.
Ah, it's not a good look.
Oh, damn it.
I see what you did there, Mike.
Son of a bitch.
It's not a good look.
No.
Good work.
Someone accidentally shot himself trying on pants.
Correct.
Yeah.
Had to have been taking off the pants that he currently had on.
Actually, it'd be funnier if we found out someone's random gun was in the new pants he was trying on and went off.
Oh, that's where I left
it. I don't even own a gun.
That gun.
What are you talking about? Right.
I don't know why there are so many things in life that shouldn't be that big of a deal. I hate trying on pants.
Yeah.
I just do.
It's a pain in the butt.
I buy jeans. I hate it. Like, you know, I know I need the jeans.
I feel like a guy, it's much easier for us because our sizes are not a lie.
It doesn't matter
the designer. I mean, like, if you're 34, 36, that's just what you are when you buy.
Well, I'm a size 6 here, size 4.
Jesus Christ, man.
Much like women's clothes, jeans are seemingly cut differently depending on the brand as well. I found. So it's like, I got to try these on. I'm going to spend $50.
I mean, look, if you're going to spend over a certain amount, like, you got to try them all.
Oh, over a certain amount? Yeah, I'm trying on any goddamn
thing. I mean, I just did it the other night, and I was so proud of it. Like, it's not hard, but I was like, tried on 3 pairs of shorts, bought them.
Didn't look cuss
at me,
once.
Look at me being a grown-up.
Right. Yep.
Dude, it took you like 10 minutes total for this to happen.
That's all you did in your life.
I like, this one. Now I got to try them on.
Right.
Someone called 911 on their neighbor in Ontario because they were singing really loudly and really badly.
That's Canada.
I mean, hey, you know, I appreciate your enthusiasm for music, but your neighbor says you're pretty bad at it.
These stories always suck when they don't include the song. Right? I just want to know what you were trying to sing.
What were you singing?
That's all.
Were you just out of your range or are you Tony?
Yeah, like,
I'm just trying to sing like Mariah Carey and trying to hit her notes?
Like,
or,
even if I'm the cop, I'm talking to the person who's responsible for this noise ordinance thing, right? I'd be like, all right, I got to know. What were you singing? All right, hit me with a couple notes.
So let me hear.
I got to know if this really is as annoying as this guy says it is.
And if you suck really bad, you can taste.
I want the same volume. I want the same exact inflection.
Right.
Give it to me.
Recreate this moment.
I need to know what this sounds like.
This is why you two couldn't be cops, because Miles is going to ask completely irrelevant questions.
No, it's relevant. Because I can say, well, you do a pretty good job with that. That's not an annoying song at that volume level.
But then Thrill's
maybe
gonna,
it's not offensive.
Thrill's going to tase anybody that gives him any kind of mild grief.
But if you suck and you're mild, then I'm going to probably tell you that.
That is correct.
Give you a warning, and if I have to come back, you're going to be arrested.
But I would tell people that up front. I'm Officer Tasey. That's what they call me. So let's just keep this simple.
Sparky.
Just keep it simple, man. Yeah, they call me Sparky.
Officer Tasey, and like...
I have no problem tasing your ass.
You guys do not impound evidence.
Right. No. Well, it depends. It depends.
It's going to be a new saying with Officer Montgomery, driving while hot. Right. Just pulling over every chick in the world. So I don't give you a warning. Like, all
$69.
Right. Yeah, right.
Do you know why I pulled you over?
Driving without my phone number.
Nope, guess again.
Your truck and driving without my number.
Guess again.
Is this like a weird like Vice movie? It's just like, all right, you guys get out of here. We see you in this neighborhood again. No, you leave that stuff. Now that's get out of here.
Well, I mean, look, drug dealers would love us. You go in there like, dude, you have 47 kilos of cocaine. You can either go to jail for a long time, or you let me take this from you, and it's water under the bridge,
my
man.
So you two are the cops that the gangsters go after to kind of like get in their pocket. Hey, man, if I grease your palms a little bit, maybe you look the other way.
No, I'm not going to take a bribe unless it's drugs.
Yeah.
Or cash.
Not a bribe.
What do you think a bribe is?
I don't take other bribes. If you offer me
cash or drugs, yeah, but I won't take a bribe.
All right, yeah, I won't let you out for a hamburger.
Yeah, I wouldn't accept a burger. Give me the rest of your
Marlboro
Reds.
Fancy cars. Is that cash?
You smoke? What do you smoke? Marlboro Red? All right. Instead of a ticket. Give me the rest of that pack of cigarettes.
Give me the rest of
your hundreds.
Oh, no. You're just pulling from people's cigarettes when you pull them over in traffic.
Like, I'm feeling right in the ticket, man. Just give me those smokes.
Don't think I don't see that open container. Give that over here.
I'll just pull over people after they get done through the McDonald's traffic. What do you got in that bag?
That'd be more tense.
You'll
game.
Have a Big Mac in there.
Okay. Walk up at the window.
We'll settle this right now.
What are you getting, man?
Oh, if I was on shift, I would never actually do anything. I would just go from like 7-Eleven to McDonald's and just get like freebies.
I would be called, I think, to headquarters. They'd be like, look, man, we're catching on to something here. We have replaced 10 radios in your car because every time we talk to you, like if it's close to where I'm at, we got a so-and-so going. I'm like... We're beginning to think maybe you're doing that on purpose.
Really bad signal out here. Someone trained one of those robo-dogs. You guys remember those things? Those four-legged weird robots that they were just training how to balance and whatnot?
Terrifying.
What do they have now? Chicago's got one or somewhere? There's a couple of police forces that actually own them.
Because we're not intimidated by the German Shepherd.
Right.
So we need robo-dogs.
Animatronic dog. But anyway, someone trained one to pee beer into a cup.
See, now I see the use of them.
Hey, Fido.
See, again, if I'm Chicago PD, we got you a police dog. It's one of these robotic ones. Officer Hill, did it just pee beer into a cup? No.
Into my mouth.
Mm-hmm. Come here.
That was the first thought I had. Is it going to look odd when I'm, like, underneath the dog? Just getting my nutrition.
Come on, break. There's a bio researcher in Boston that tried to make the poison from Breaking Bad using castor beans that he bought.
Why?
He wanted to make the poison, I guess, but he actually like went on to Google and how to make this.
I don't want that on my Google search history.
No!
I've got some weird stuff on my Google search history.
Well, like anal prolapse.
Yeah,
right?
Anything we bring up in here, we look at it. What is it?
Criminy.
That just sounds bad whenever... Like, I get your point, but... I got some strange stuff on my search history.
Oh.
The FBI hates our computers.
Oh, they'd be like, you guys are just weird. They're not a threat. They're just gross. Yeah, nothing to worry. I mean, I'm not going to sit next to them on a plane, but they're not going to do anything to you.
Why do they keep looking up that big-ass angry bird?
Right. That kind of... How many times do they need to look at this big, crazy goddamn bird? There's probably more hits for that on our computers than anything.
Oh, man. Do they only look exclusively at BroBible? Good God. Facebook suspended Facebook suspended the page for a real town in France for being insulting. The place is called Ville de Biche.
What is it?
What is it?
Ville de Biche.
Ville de Biche.
Do we know what that translates to?
Village of Biche.
Bitches.
Village of Bitches.
That's my
God.
Welcome to Bitch Village.
Miles, what sorority would that be?
That would be Tri-Delta, I believe. Or Delta-Delta Gamma. Kappa-Kappa Gamma. Or the DGs. I don't know what you call it.
Ooh, DGs. Careful with the DGs.
The DGs.
No, that trio from Australia. That's a disco song.
Great disco music.
Staying alive.
For the sixth straight year, STDs have reached an all-time high.
All right. Way to get it done, people.
We keep breaking the record.
Apparently, it's not an all-time high. It's a temporary high. If we keep breaking it every year, it's like, this is not the all-time high.
Right.
This is just the temporary holding pattern.
No, man, we just do better every year.
What are you guys doing out there?
Because people were having less sex. Right, in the last year, 2020, I mean, let's face it.
They're talking about.
What's that?
That they're telling people about. They're having less sex that they're telling people about.
Or they're just having less sex with more infected people.
There you go.
I don't got COVID, but I got herpes. We down?
Looking pretty good now,
eh? Let's rock.
It just seems like over time, you think people would be more inclined to use the condoms.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, who knows what's happened to man? How it gets transferred, whatever. But yeah, lack of condoms is probably way up there on the list.
You'll last a hell of a lot longer. Can't feel a damn thing in those.
Please come.
God help me.
Yeah.
All right. Police got into a chase with a Maserati, and the guy drove up an embankment and crashed into the underside of an overpass.
Ooh, that did not look good either.
At 100 miles an hour.
I know. It did not look good.
He actually, the story says that he came out decently okay considering.
Really?
Yeah.
He did. I mean, you crash at 100 miles an hour into a concrete barrier.
Right.
I mean, think about that.
You're not doing okay, but doggone it, he made it. Well done. Let's see here. Guys, what is the best state in America?
Hawaii.
Drunken.
California. I don't know. Colorado.
All right. Ted, any thoughts there on the best state in America?
Yeah, I mean, Hawaii makes sense just because everybody vacations there.
But it's also obscenely expensive, right?
I mean, maybe California. There's a ton of... I mean, California runs the gamut of any kind of weather or climate you want.
Mm-hmm. All right. So someone polled thousands of people all over the country with that same question and showed them a series of head-to-head matchups. So Colorado versus Texas, Utah versus Wyoming,
they
that sort of a thing, right?
All
right. And then they took the results and ranked all 50 states by winning percentage. So I have the top 10 states in America as voted by the people, as well as the bottom 10. So let's start with the bottom 10 here. So the 10 least popular states, number 10 would be Kansas.
That's the least popular.
I just don't know a lot about it. So obviously.
Maybe that's part of it. It's just there's not really much to talk about other than maybe great barbecue.
Right.
Number 9, Kentucky.
Okay. I've been there. I agree.
Yeah.
Yeah, so kind of the same thing, just really nothing to write home about.
Well, but Kentucky at least has some texture to it. You know what I mean? There's hills and stuff like that. But Kansas is just a flat, boring place.
Right.
Western Kentucky is just the middle of nowhere. And it's Ted's been in Tennessee. It's as hot and as humid in the summertime as you could ever imagine.
Oh,
it's
no kidding, sticky.
It's miserable.
It's tough.
Oh, goodness gracious. 10 least popular states, number 8, Missouri.
That's kind of
next to Kansas.
Yeah, they got a couple major cities.
Exactly. Number 7, South Dakota.
Yeah,
maybe
I mean,
for lack of being able to do anything,
you got a big rock to stare at.
Yeah, you do have that,
right? But
sales pitch.
You have Mount Rushmore and Deadwood.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
that says it all.
Ta-da!
Well, is it still like the evil stepchild of North Dakota? Between the two Dakotas, do you know what I'm saying? Like, is there a better one?
That's a good question.
I mean, there's Bismarck in North Dakota, so you know that's a booming place.
Well, North Dakota also wins college football championships, so... Yeah, North Dakota gets to judge South Dakota.
All right. Number 6, Indiana.
Yeah, I mean, it's just...
It's flat.
It's just a crappy
place. Seems like it's around some decent states, though.
If you consider Ohio a decent state.
Right.
In Illinois, I mean, there's Chicago, but then there's the rest of Illinois.
There's goings on around there is kind of what I'm talking about.
You have access to a lot of interesting points, but you just live in one of those places that's not interesting.
In Indianapolis is apparently one of the most uninteresting big cities in America.
No kidding.
They have the Indy 500.
I was going to say, they got the 500.
They got the training facilities.
You have shrimp cocktail.
They got the Colts and the Pacers.
All right. 10 least popular states, number 5, Iowa.
Sure.
I've
because nobody cares. And it's nothing against Iowa. Like, no one even hates you. Just everyone's indifferent to Iowa's
existence. A lot of these states come up at election time, though, seemingly.
Yeah, right.
You know what I mean? Once every 4 years, politicians pretend that you're relevant. But let's face it, most of the time, they don't care.
What I've heard about Iowa is miles and miles of corn.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I tell you all you need to know.
Ta-da. You've hit Iowa.
In case you find corn exotic.
That's right.
To be honest with you, outside of college football, I don't know a ton about Iowa.
That is my point.
Yeah.
It's not that anyone hates you. It's just, we just don't care.
Ted's a huge Cyclones fan.
Oh, come on. You know I like the Hawkeyes.
Number 4, Arkansas.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's just a mess.
You don't ever hear anything about Arkansas.
You just know, the only thing I know is like what people say about the Baltimore and the Wire is Ozark.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So my interpretation of Arkansas is like, this place is nuts.
I don't think it's even that sane.
I feel like if you looked at somebody and said, name all 50 states, Arkansas is one that people would routinely forget about.
Wow. That says it all.
They just wouldn't remember to write it down.
So I'll go that ruthless.
Far. It is. I'll just go that far.
I forgot the state existed. It's so bad.
Damn.
No, there's only 49 states. What about Arkansas? Never heard of it.
I'm just saying from memory. That would come up way in the back of what you would actually remember as far as the 50 states.
A lot of these states are states where if you don't have family that lives there, you don't hear people randomly going like, hey, summer in Arkansas.
Summer in Iowa.
Right. The only people I know that go to Iowa, you're right, have family in Iowa.
I'm sure it's beautiful.
At least South Dakota, people go like, hey, man, I drove through South Dakota. There's some beautiful things to look at. People drive through Iowa, they're like, I never want to drive through Iowa.
And not only that, but like if you're in Arkansas or someplace like that, you do have a family there and they have like a cabin on the lake or something that they go and live and spend the weekends with. Like, you know when you go there, you're going to have to kick the people out or squatting.
That's right.
You know there's like a whole new group of people who are living in your place.
10 least popular states, number 3, New Jersey.
Yeah.
I'm kind of surprised
of the
by
people.
That.
No, the people.
Is that just the reputation of New Jersey at this point?
It is the, if you're not, look. We lived in that area for a long, long time. And look, the East Coast is loud and it's crazy, particularly the Northeast, and everyone's a little bit abrasive, but like Jersey is the epitome of all of it.
Didn't you see somebody get into a fight or something like that, and that was his exclamation as he was being pulled off of it? I'm from Jersey.
No, we're at a bar in Baltimore. There's a line for the bathroom is a thing.
And oh, so that's right.
We're all standing in line. If you got to go, you got to wait. It's not a big deal. This is traditionally how it's done, but he's... I don't know why I got to wait out here for the bathroom. We're like, because somebody's in it, and it's one of these single toilet bathrooms. Like, just wait, man. And he keeps, like, bouncing the shoulders around. He's like, yeah, I don't do that, man. I'm from Jersey. I'm like, okay. Well, Jersey, you're going to have to wait to pee, bro. That has nothing to do with anything.
I do think it's unfortunately, like, the other part of Jersey is really nice.
Yeah.
But people that live close to the coast are obnoxious.
You mean the loudest among them kind of create the stereotype there, Ted?
Yeah, Jersey Shore is kind of, for that age group anyway, I mean, they nailed it.
Right.
Yeah.
Like, that is what it's like all the time.
I'm just saying, if you go to, like, the western part of New Jersey, it would blow your mind how, like, country and wild it is.
And southern Jersey is basically just a huge suburb of Philadelphia.
Yeah. It's Cherry Hill, all right? Cherry Hill ruined the whole state.
Morristown.
Yeah. By the way, just real quick, people commenting, someone says, F Missouri. My father-in-law retired. I hate visiting them.
Oh.
Someone else. I've been to Iowa twice. My sister lives there. The state's an asshole.
Oh, no. Oh, no. Damn. Number 2, Mississippi.
Yeah. No, it sucks. The food was great. We had a good time there, but we're staying at a casino there for a Super Bowl. We're there for like 2 days.
Yeah, it was awesome.
So we had a good experience.
Right.
But I know Missouri
you
sucks.
Need to know how to experience these places the right way.
Right.
You know, I mean, it's not that they're crap, but you just need to go to the right places. You're going to find gold.
Look, I had a blast in Baton Rouge.
Mm-hmm.
I would not say it's a great town.
Right.
Exactly. You got to find a good experience.
Any guesses on the least popular state?
If New Jersey's not it, man.
Least popular state.
Is it just some bland thing? Wyoming? I don't know.
No, this one's, again, kind of on reputation. It's known for being kind of a backwards area.
Florida.
Oh, no. Don't do it to them.
This is the least popular state as voted by people on a bracket. Ted, say it for him, buddy.
West Virginia.
No, it's Alabama, actually.
Oh, right time in Alabama.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Here's the most popular state. Number 10, Texas.
Okay. Voted on by Texans.
I was going to say, just ask anybody from Texas. Yeah.
They will let you know.
New Jersey, Texas, California. Those are the big ones.
All right.
The big guilty party of that.
So you know what? Here, what else is on this list? I'll knock them off as you guys call them out. The most popular states. We've gotten Texas already.
California,
not on the list.
Oh, Hawaii.
Hawaii, number 1.
All right.
How about Florida?
Florida, number 6.
What? Colorado.
Number 2.
I would put Washington in there.
I would, too, but it's not on there.
Okay.
People like Massachusetts.
Yeah, Massachusetts or, like, Vermont or Maine.
Let's see. No Massachusetts, no Maine.
How about Illinois?
Illinois, negative.
Chicago. Ooh, this is tough. Tougher than I thought.
Man.
Arizona.
Arizona, number 7.
Okay.
North Carolina.
North Carolina, number 5.
South Carolina.
Not on the list.
No. Sorry.
I mean, I don't know.
New Mexico.
This is tough.
Not on the list.
Now we're just naming
states. These are not places where I want to be.
What's a good vacation destination? If you're wanting to go for just a gangbuster weekend, you're going to spend a crap ton of
money. Nevada,
that is right. Number three, plenty of history in this particular state. A lot of
Pennsylvania,
very early American history. Not Pennsylvania, no.
Virginia,
number three.
See, this is why this is bullcrap. This is why nobody wants to live in. People right now who live in Virginia say, "Get me out of this hellhole."
Let's see. We got North Carolina. We got Florida. 7, Arizona. Number 8, another big time tourist state that is kind of centered around this very, very big city.
New York,
number 8.
Yeah, that's fair.
Number 9, Ted, you're probably going to be the only one that could possibly get this. Big football state. I believe.
Not Texas, not Florida, not California.
Right, it's still down in that southeast area.
Southeast. Georgia.
Number 9.
That's a good call.
So there's your 10 most popular states. Texas at 10, Georgia at 9. New York, Arizona, Florida, North Carolina, Nevada, Virginia, Colorado, and Hawaii.
People pick Georgia because there's Atlanta, and if you go east, you eventually get to beaches. If you go west of Atlanta, you would disagree that is in the top 10.
I've known people drive across the country and say Georgia was the worst state.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Dang. A man in Australia is claiming his freedom of expression is being infringed upon.
How's that?
I'll tell you all about it 1 hour from now.
Take it back, Cock. Headlines are on the way 1 hour from now. In the meantime, let's get a contestant on the line for Profile This. We will take caller 9 at 206-421-ROCK. All right, if we manage to drink it time.